Hello, and welcome back to the Toad Pond Podcast. What's new this week, or at the very least, since last time? This is a behind-the-scenes look into everything that's going on in Planet Toad Pond. It's intended for people who are paying supporters of my work, either on Patreon, on LiberaPay, on YouTube, or, and this is a new one, Bandcamp. So, if you're not a paying supporter, then please stop listening now. This is a purely trust-based system. So yes, it's time to leave if you're not a paying supporter. But if you are, then let me tell you everything that's going on. Let's start with the Toad Pond Talks. Okay, so yeah, back in the day, I didn't do a lot of Toad Pond Talks, if you've been here a long time, but to some people, they're what they know me best for nowadays. Anyway, I'm getting distracted, so I've got some good news. I was recently accepted to speak at an event called Peckham Digital later this year, and I'm going to be paid for that one, so that's great. I'm giving a talk about my work and automation and how it affects us and stuff like that. I think that one will be very Toad Pondy. I hope to get a recording and to share it with you or something, I don't know, but let's see. I'm also doing a bunch of like industry event talks, which I'm also really excited about. So like next week I'm giving the closing or the only keynote at this one day conference called XConf. We're going to be talking about my work there. I'm also going to be doing, it looks like, two talks at this one called GoTo in Copenhagen, and also I'm going to be doing some talks in these conferences called YAO, which are in Australia, which I'm not sure how I feel about traveling so far, but this seems like, it seems like the best way I can make a living out of talking about my work. Anyway, I'm really excited about those, and there will be recordings of most of them. We're still also waiting for a recording from last year's ADC conference, and I think a lot of people who follow along my work will really enjoy that talk, because it was quite a weird one, like a weird Toad Pondy one, so I think that will go down well. Those are the talk updates. I think, you know, I'm also continually trying to work on making new talks, you know, like after I do this round of talks, which are all about similar topics, two topics really. I'm thinking about what to talk about next. So I've sort of got two things up my sleeve, really. Like, one of them is more related to my current day job, which is, so I do prototyping at Wikimedia for things like Wikipedia. And I think I could do a talk about that, which I'm sort of working on in my head. I'm also working on a talk that I'm currently sort of codenaming Dream. I'm writing a really long essay / blog post about it at the moment, and that will probably like end up being the talk, if that makes sense. I'll get to that a little bit later. I'm quite excited about that. But anyway, next topic is videos. So I've continued doing one video every single week, like the old meme, new video every week that I used to put at the end of every single one of my videos. Well, like, I can't believe it. Like, I'm doing it again. I'm putting out one new video every single week, and I even have a bit of a backlog. So, like, I'm gonna be able to keep this up. I'm fully aiming to do this for at least the entire year, if not longer. I think it's like been a really good practice for me to put out stuff extremely regularly. You know, it's there's something great about just like keeping up the rhythm of making things and putting it out on a schedule. Like, it just makes you stop fussing over the small things and just making stuff and speaking it out and getting it out there. And of course, like, some of the videos are way lower effort than I'd ever dream of putting out before, but, you know, like, I'm totally okay with that. I mentioned this a bit in the last Toad Pond podcast. Anyway, the thing I was going to talk about was I'm experimenting with new formats with it. Like, it hasn't been super intentional, but, like, just the very fact that I've got to put out something each week, it makes me experiment automatically, which I think is good. The most experimental at the moment is these Algo Tours videos. There's currently 3 episodes out. They are like, I guess, a series. So, like, basically the second series I've ever worked on. The first series being the ongoing Sandpond Saga series. But Algo Tours is the only other series. And I think there's something really interesting about doing a series of videos, you know what I mean? The next episode is basically ready. I'm just waiting on a couple things. So, yeah, I won't say anything until that's out, because I don't want to jinx anything. But I've got about 4 other episodes worth of footage ready to, like, just edit and put out as well, which is really exciting. And, like, I also don't want to give spoilers, but, like, this hunt towards finding the roots of this Algorave movement has taken me to some really, really weird places and scenarios, and we haven't even got to the weird stuff yet, so I'm really quite excited about that. And, like, there's stuff that I'm currently doing, which, you know, I don't know how long it'll take me to edit it. The stuff I'm doing right now will probably end up in, like, the videos in, like, 5 or 6 episodes time, and I'm quite excited about that, because, yeah, there's some weird stuff going on. Anyway, I really like that format, because it's like this weird mixture of documentary and vlogging and found footage that I'm going for. I think there's something really interesting about, like, YouTube as a platform where you expect a certain kind of video, but then, like, partway through the video or the series, I can really like mess with the format and surprise you. Anyway, those videos I'm really, really excited about, and I'm putting a lot of time into. The sort of, like, performance recording videos are the ones that, like, probably are the least popular on my channel. So basically, like, I think part of the problem is, like, I think if I actually wanted to make those videos, like, do well on YouTube, I would probably do, like, a little bit of commentary before them or after them or during them, and, like, probably before them. Like, there's this really great YouTuber who, like, puts up, I can't remember his name, but he puts up, like, recordings of his, like, daily stand-up routines, and he does these little chats at the start, and it really helps contextualize it and stuff. And, like, so I'm curious about doing that sort of thing. I've got close to doing that sort of thing, but to be honest, like, I don't know, like, it doesn't appeal to me enough yet. I've got really close to doing it today, actually, on one of them, but, like, I also like the intrigue of, like, giving zero explanation. What I am thinking is I'll probably do a really long live stream at some point where I watch through them all, back. And I think that will help to solve some of that, but like only for any of the nutters that actually watch the live stream. Anyway. If you're listening to this, there's a chance that you're actually more interested in the classic Toad Pond videos, you know, like the old Sand Pond sagas and stuff like that. So I'll get to that in a second, but there are some videos I'm working on currently which I think scratch some of that itch. So I'm doing a really long one about the paper that I wrote with Dave Ackley. And if you're a real hardcore Toad Pond fan, you know that Dave Ackley was like the inspiration for getting started with all this sand stuff in the first place. I'm also doing a video that's a bit unhinged, which is very classic Toad Pond, more like the old Toad Pond videos, which is about the history of Pasta Gang, this group that I used to be part of. So I think those might do better, or as in like might be more popular with the, I would say, like hardcore core fans who, you know, but also I just really want to make those videos. The big two videos, Torn Leaf Zero, is this gallery project that I started like freaking years ago now. This is a world exclusive. That's going to be a really long video that goes through every single submission. That's an ongoing project. I have a massive DaVinci Resolve file. That's the video editing software I use. It's going to come eventually. And also the top 99 Sands video. There's still some filming I'm doing for that. Sort of waiting until the end of summer to go back to the beach and do some more filming, because I will be a bit busy now, and it's over now, I think it's, yeah. And I'll probably do some filming right at the end of the year for it though, so when I said it's out in 2026, it might be out, yeah, like I mentioned previously, like, you know, 40th of December 2026 sort of thing. So don't hold your breath for that one, but it's coming. Now, finally, let's just talk about the tools that I'm working on currently. So there's three, really. So obviously, I first became known for this thing called Sand Pond. And the successor to that was this thing called Cell Pond. And I've been working on a successor to that called Spill. And Spill, I find really fun and interesting. There was a sort of attempted successor to Cell Pond called Sand Lab, but it wasn't very good. I got a bit too obsessed with being like mathematically pure in that one and stuff like that, and it wasn't so good. But Spill is great because it is very similar to Cell Pond in many ways, but the engine is like upgraded, like it's a massively more performant engine, so it can do much more impressive simulations and stuff like that. And in fact, I could actually like bring the engine back onto Cell Pond. And I think that would be quite fun because it would just like work a lot better, and I could set the defaults as like a bigger world or whatever. Or maybe not. Might just want to leave Cell Pond how it is, but that's one part of Spill. It's sort of like me being wiser nowadays. I mean, Cell Pond was always pretty performant for what it was, like something running on the web, but spill is much, much quicker. But it's also, what's a way of putting it? I don't know. It's like, it's you code it, you don't code it with drag and drop like CellPond. You code it with text, but you could, you know, make a drag and drop interface to target that text. But it's, you can do a lot more with it. It's a lot less rigid. You can be a lot more expressive. You don't have to be so literal with it. So it's sort of like, I guess I consider it like a sweet spot between SandPond and CellPond. Because after all, CellPond was an experiment. It was like a design challenge to design SandPond with no text. And it did teach me a lot of things, but now I've done that, now I can sort of take back the learnings back into CellPond, into SandPond, and text is allowed again. Oh yeah, Dream. So if you've been following along my channel for a long time, you know that I've also been trying to make like a language, like a language for making programming languages. It's really been like the thing I've been trying to do the whole time, and then I've only got distracted occasionally trying to do other things. So like there was a video I made called Language, which sort of introduced this. Later on it was called, I can't remember, Mother Toad or Dream Toad or whatever. There was one called like Eating Your Code, a video where I explained how it worked. This is real old Toad Pond though. And yeah, like I think I've been feeling like this for the past 10 years, but I think I'm real close now. But there's also like this, I don't know, kind of a melancholy feeling I get of this being this like constantly unattainable dream, you know, dream. It's this dream I have to make something that's so expressive that like anyone can make their own languages in it, to be very domain specific and easy and accessible enough that like anyone can program how they want. And I think there's something almost tragic that I failed to do this by this point. And so I've been writing about that experience and trying to like, the thing is that project has always been kind of like a bit nerdy and a bit unfeeling. And I'm trying to ground it in how I feel about it. And hopefully I'll be able to make something compelling and something I can talk about. I've been making, and finally, one last point, is I've been making a tool called Light. I've decided to call it Light today for some reason. It's what I'm currently using to perform music. It's like a tool that's specifically and only designed for me and no one else. And that's a huge contrast to what I've been doing this past year with all the Pasta Gang stuff, where it's like this hugely collaborative, group-focused thing. No, this one is only for me. And I think that's like an interesting contrast to experience. Anyway, that's the end. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much for supporting my continued work. I can't express to you how much it means to me to be able to do all this because of you. Oh my God. I was going for so long, my computer decided to sleep. Okay, there we go. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a great week.